Our first public hearing is conditional use number 2014 J Beach.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a landscaping and site work business to be located on a certain parcel of land, lying being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 5.2594 acres, more or less, for land lying west of Beaver Dam Road, also referred to as Road 285, and also known as Route 23, 700 feet south of Hopkins Road, being Road 286. A 911 address was not available. The tax map ID is District 234, Map 5, Parcel 44.06. For the benefit of the record, I've just passed down copies of the survey site plan for this application to the members of the commission. We did receive some agency comments, first one being from DLDOT. It is in the form of a support facilities report. It was dated December 11, 2014, and references that a traffic impact study was not recommended, and that the current level of service C of Road 285, Beaver Dam Road, will not change as a result of this application. Now, we also received comments from the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, and those were in the form of a memorandum dated April 2, 2015, and they reference that the site is located in a north coastal planning area, the use of an on-site septic system is proposed, that the project is not capable of being annexed into a county-operated sanitary sewer district at this time, that conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study will be required, that the proposed use is not in an area where the county currently has a schedule to provide sewer service, and therefore a concept plan is not required. Also received an email from Matthew Cottrell in opposition to this application, expressing concern that the site would be unsightly and detract greatly from the agricultural and residential nature of the neighborhood, that trucks, tractors, and other heavy earth-moving equipment would be parked on the site, that piles of earth, gravel, and stumps may be stored on the site, that such commercial storage would be unacceptable on this lot, which is open farmland with no natural screening, that any stored materials would be visible from Beaver Dam Road, that the proposed site plan includes an accessory building labeled shop that would be located in the front yard, that the shop would block the view of the dwelling from Beaver Dam Road, making the property look more like a commercial facility than a residence, that construction of a dwelling and two shops as described on the site plan would diminish the current character of the neighborhood, that activities are already underway on the property, raising questions about any intent of the applicant to comply with existing zoning. The piles of earth are already being stored on the property. The gravel has been dumped along Beaver Dam Road to establish an impromptu driveway, which is now being used by heavy trucks to enter and exit Beaver Dam Road. That the origin and nature of the soil being stored on the premise are unknown, and that it is unclear if the new gravel driveway has dealt out approval. Gentlemen, that's all I have. Unless you have a question.
All right, sir, we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application?
Good evening, gentlemen. My name is Jay Beach. I'm here to represent the applicant. I'm from Lewis, Delaware, by the way. I've lived here for 30 years. My father's from here. Been here a long time. Okay. My son graduated high school, and he's always wanted to run equipment, and he's done that. And he started his own business about 3 years ago, and he is doing very well. We currently have a farm on Route 24, Windswept Stables, and he operates out of this location. That farm is for sale. It's going to be sold in July. He'll lose his site. I'll lose my home. Purchased this 5 acres on Beaver Dam Road. Thought it'd be a great location for him to run his operation out of. I will also live there, and that's what our plans are. Now, I work full-time shift work, 4 days on, 4 days off, and I sleep during the day because I work nights. So it can't be a noisy construction site. It just can't, because I have to be able to sleep. As far as the dirt being brought in, we had an opportunity to bring in dirt We did an impromptu driveway. It's a construction driveway. It'll be moved wherever DelDOT says the entrance will go. We know that. Our septic has to be raised 18 inches in the back. So we're going to blend that in with the whole hill. And this is all topsoil that we brought in for that. We want to do raised gardens across the front. We're going to landscape it well. That's what the soil is for. So it can't be a poorly run construction site because I'm going to live there. And for 25 years, the history, my farms have been well kept. I had a farm on Plantations Road for 13 years, and now I'm on Route 24, and they're neat. They're well run. They've always been well taken care of. And this place would be run the same way. I built nice buildings there. I could have built cheaper buildings. I'm going to put nice buildings here. It's not going to be junky. And I have history to prove it. 25 years of history.
All right, sir. Let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. And
sure.
We'll start with Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And Mr. Beach, would you describe the surrounding area for the record, please?
Well, my neighbor, as I understand, has conditional use to do a garden or a garden supply center or garden center. And I ran a garden center on 24, and from my understanding, with that zoning, he could store bulk mulch, bulk soils. That's 5 acres next to me.
What else would you describe in the area?
I have a nice house next door and a neighborhood behind me. Beaver Dam's a rather busy road.
And you say you currently have a house there now?
I have nothing on the property.
Okay.
But I will live there, yes.
Okay, because I was hoping I was at the right place when I visited. But so in the surrounding area, are there any other business-related type operations that are going on?
I know Teal has some equipment down the street. I know landscapers keep equipment relatively close. Robinsonville Road, I know there's a few. There's not a lot of places to run a business out of Eastern Sussex County. It's hard to find 2, 3, 4, or 5 acres to store landscaping equipment or to store equipment, although it's needed.
So what kind of equipment are we talking about right now?
Well, at this time, it's a backhoe, a skid steer, a smaller dump truck, and a truck.
So you're not talking about big earth movers? And
no. We don't have any of that, no.
Okay, so your work is more on smaller projects, not on big developments.
That's correct.
So,
and I don't foresee that bigger projects happening, no. And again, I have to live there, and I have to sleep during the day.
And as you may know, and if not, you'll certainly learn tonight, there's a lot of when we're dealing with conditional uses, there's a lot of conditions.
Sure.
That can be placed on a business.
Sure.
So that to minimize the impact on the neighborhood, whether it's the next door neighbor or just the neighborhood in general. How many people, employees, do you anticipate having in this business?
Well, at this time, there's just my son that I'm helping to get started. So there's none. I mean, I would, 3 or 4 employees would be as much as I would see.
So we're not envisioning a large operation then?
My plans are not to do a construction site or an industrial zone, no. Again, I will be living there, so it can't impact me because I have to sleep during the day. So that's the best insurance I can give you, that I can't impact my neighbors because I have to sleep.
Well, and oftentimes the reason why we do place restrictions on a property is so that a project may start out as one thing and
sure.
evolve into something entirely
sure.
different. So when we talk about number of employees, you know, or hours of operation or, you know, whether, because, you know, a company, as you know, can start out small and
it can
through
grow.
Successful operation, expand.
Mm-hmm.
So what one envisions initially may not be the same thing down the road. So it's part of our charge to kind of place whatever conditions that the commission feels is appropriate or recommend conditions, because, as you know, the county council has a final say on matters of conditional
sure.
use. So what kind of conditions would you envision with your project?
That you would place on it?
What kind of conditions?
Well, there will be no retail sales out of it like there will happen in my neighbors, so I won't have a lot of traffic in and out of there.
And what about storage of materials?
I don't see it being excessive. I mean, it could happen, but no more than a garden center would. If he came back with soils from another job, he would store it there before it was transferred to another job.
Okay.
But it can be done neatly, and it can be done sloppy.
And how about stuff like stumps, tree stumps?
No, we wouldn't handle that there.
So you're not anticipating handling or storing tree stumps?
No.
And outside storage of equipment?
Where's there would be,
yeah. Be housed?
Excuse me?
Where will the construction equipment be housed?
It would be, as you're facing the property, the shop is to the right, so the equipment would be to the left. There'd be a parking area there.
So it would be somewhat removed from the from your adjoining neighbor who does have the business.
The house.
Yes.
Well, the house would be totally shielded by the shop. The equipment would be parked more on the side where the garden center would be.
And what kind of hours of operation would you say?
Not late at night or real early. Well, he gets started early in the morning. But I don't, 7 to 8 at night, 7 to 7.
And the work that will be performed is going to be performed off-site?
Off-site.
What about maintenance of the equipment?
That would happen there.
And that'll be inside the shop?
Yes.
I did notice that down the street from you, there, on the other side of the road, I guess as you're heading west, there appeared to be some type of, I don't know if it was construction equipment for that place or if it was just, you know, what the nature of that situation was. So I don't know if you were envisioning something like that because, you know, there again, they were talking about, I mean, the complaint that we received or concern that we received had to do with, you know, the shop building being in front and the equipment being in front and that sort of thing closer to the road. But from the drawing that you submitted, although it's not a site plan that's that we're considering, you're still looking at a couple hundred feet back, setback from the road.
Sure.
Is that correct?
And I put in the house in the back because, again, I sleep during the day. So it'd be quieter back there. But I could build a nice building, and I can build one that's not so nice, and I plan to build a nice-looking building.
3,200 square feet is a nice building.
Yes, so with overhangs and a nice pitched roof and, you know, not a Quonset hut.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I have no further questions at this point.
Okay, Mr. Burton?
I have no questions.
Okay, Mr. Smith?
I do have a question. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Beach?
Yes,
welcome,
sir.
To Planning and Zoning.
Thank you.
Just following up with what Mr. Johnson said with the 40 by 80 foot building shop and creation of impervious surface, have you run any of these plans by the Sussex Conservation District for what you may or may not have to do? Or if this is built as an ag building, is it exempt from stormwater?
From my understanding, it's not going to be ag. Well, once I ask for conditional use, I think it makes it non-ag. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. But
if we have to do stormwater management, then I guess we have to do stormwater management.
You'd have to at least consult with the Sussex Conservation District as part of the process, and they would determine what sort of, if any, stormwater you got to do.
Isn't it over 5,000 square feet, or is that?
That's an area of disturbance, I believe.
So that would count your driveway, your parking area.
That would be stone, but I guess it's still disturbed, yes.
Still, yeah.
Sure.
You'll be over.
Septic also.
I'll be over.
You'll be over.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I just wanted to get that on and make you aware that that may be a part of the process. Thank you, Mr. Beach.
Sure.
Mr. Chairman. Mr. Ross.
Well, Mr. Johnson did a wonderful job, and I have no questions.
Okay, then. Mr. Lang?
No questions.
Okay, Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Counselor?
None for me, thanks.
All right, then. You'll take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2014, J. Beach? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2014? Yes, sir. We're right up here in the front, and then a couple more, I think, behind you.
Good evening, Commissioners. My name is Joseph Morris. I live 19818 Beaver Dam Road, adjacent to Mr. Beach's property. The nature of this community is agricultural residential, and my concern is that it can evolve into something. Mr. Beach's plan can evolve into something far greater than what he sees today, resulting that I'm next door to an industrial operation, which is, you know, really not what I intended. The property that I live on that Mr. Beach has purchased is my grandfather's original homestead. The parcel Mr. Beach bought was from my brother. When the purchase of that property was done, Mr. Beach explained that he was building a residence. My brother had given me first input on who he would sell to and what I was comfortable with. On that, and you know, it was strictly a residential is what we were looking at, and there was no opposition whatsoever to Mr. Beach buying the property to build a home on. The character and nature of that community along Beaver Dam Road there is, you know, exactly as I said, that's agricultural and residential, not commercial. There is a small business there that had a conditional use granted to it to sell flowers, stuff like that, through a greenhouse operation that he's got there, and it doesn't really detract from our community there. But when you talk about, my concern is not the landscaping, although there is inventories that go with landscaping that can detract from our community. It's more with the site preparation, that you may start out today with a backhoe, a skid loader, a dump truck, and a truck, and as your business builds, most people, when they start a business, look for that business to grow. You wind up with excavators, bulldozers, other types of equipment, which, you know, this property is not the place for that. It's not an industrial zone there. Historically, you know, it's been agricultural there. That's my biggest concern, is what it does to our neighborhood, how much noise, what happens in maintaining equipment, what happens with the waste products, what happens to our groundwater, those types of things. I was not aware that Mr. Beach had asked for a conditional use permit. I was told that normally, living there, I would receive some notice from the county that, you know, this was going on, and I heard by word of mouth. So I haven't really had an opportunity to do a good due diligence on my part to have a real knowledgeable opinion on what's happening there. But
well, that's one of the reasons we're having this public hearing, because this is our opportunity to become knowledgeable on the application. So what other due diligence would you like to engage in?
Well, I want to see what his site plan looks like, where he is putting, say, his septic system. Is that going to be on my property? Is that going to come right to my property line, to where if he has a problem with his septic, it suddenly becomes my problem as well? Does he place things in a manner that inhibits my use of my property? You know, there's some selfishness there, I got to be honest with you.
Well,
but I also look at what happens to our community. You know, does it detract from it? If you go down Beaver Dam Road, You'll come to what used to be in is Streets Welding at the corner of Beaver Dam and Kendall, and you know that's an eyesore. Don't want that in our community either.
Mr. Mark, let me assure you that no one on this commission is certainly going to fault you for representing your own interests. I mean, after all, you're the neighbor.
Thank you.
You got a nice question, sir?
Pardon me?
Oh, I was just checking the listing of property owners that were notified, and you were the first on the list. Can you give me your correct address?
My address is 19818 Beaver Dam Road.
And where was it before?
Well, I've lived there since 2012. That's a new residence.
And the county record still shows you living in Houston?
Yes, we rented a residence in Houston while we were building our home.
So it would be beneficial if you gave notice to the county records for the tax department that your address has changed.
My driver's license has changed when we
built.
Tax record
may not have changed. I'm just saying you need to let them know so they get you the correct address. Because we sent you that notice and you just went to the wrong address. And I didn't get a mail return.
So I can't speak to.
Maybe it's still in the Houston post office.
Yeah, it could be.
But it was sent. I just want to make sure.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any good questions?
Oh, just one item, just so you remember, you still have time to do due diligence because the council has a hearing on May 19th, so you got another swing at this, okay?
Yeah. That for the benefit of anyone else with an interest in this or any other application, conditional use or change of zone, planning and zoning makes a recommendation to county council. County council has another public hearing, which you will want to attend, I would assume you'd want to attend. And you will have the opportunity to give testimony at that hearing, and then they will make a final decision. But what we do is a recommendation, and then they'll make the final decision.
Thank you.
Okay?
Thank you.
All right, sir. Thank you. Who's next?
Hello, my name is Matthew Cottrell. I live at 19747 Beaver Dam Road, which is right across the street from the parcel in question.
Okay.
I'm opposed to this proposal because it has great potential to detract from the neighborhood. Okay. It could really be ugly. We've heard this evening that the proposal is to park the equipment in the front yard. That wasn't in the site plan or anything. We heard that this evening, that the equipment will be parked in the front on the left. We do know that the house will be constructed behind the shop. So we have equipment in the front and the house, the residence, behind the shop. So this is not going to have the appearance of a residence at all. This is going to look like a commercial facility, which is not in keeping with the nature of the neighborhood as it stands right now. The second thing that we've learned this evening is that it's really unclear what the plan is. There's been no consideration of no forethought as to whether there would have to be a stormwater management plan. That was news to people here this evening. And I think that reflects poorly on the whole lack of plan. We don't know what the plan is. We don't know what the potential for growth of this business is. None of that has been considered. And I think that raises a big risk for the potential future impact of this business on an agricultural residential neighborhood. One thing that came up was people, there were letters sent out to neighbors to inform them of what's going on. I live outside the 200-foot radius, so I wasn't on that list. But I did acquire the list down the hall here, and while it's a pretty complete list, there were two errors on there. Letters went out to two addresses that are not in the 200-foot radius. One is over on, I believe it's on Forest Road, and the other one is in Milton.
It could be that those people own property nearby, but that their address happens to be something else.
Well, no, I looked up the plat map codes, and there were just two errors in where those letters were sent.
And what do you think the impact of those errors are?
Well, certainly the people directly across the street did not receive a letter. They should have received a letter, and they did not, so they may not be aware of what's going on, and since they don't live there, they wouldn't have seen the yellow sign go up as I did.
They don't live there?
There's no.
But they own property?
Yes.
There, and you know that they didn't get a letter because you get their mail, or?
No, I see that they were not on the list to receive a letter.
Well, we have a list, and the staff is usually quite diligent with contacting property owners. I will tell you that it's a matter of policy. The sign is actually the notice, and the newspaper articles are the notice. And the fact that you're here indicates that you apparently heard about it one way or another. So the objective of notice was in fact accomplished in your circumstance.
In my case, yes, because I drive by there every day. I think that covers everything I wanted to say.
And your email is a part of the record.
Yes.
I summarized it earlier.
Good. I guess the other, I did have one other question, and that is related to the level of planning for this, and if Mr. Beach has considered having the groundwater tested there to be in compliance with what type of soils are stored on the surface there, to be sure that they're not different in composition from the existing groundwater. That would be one requirement, that there'd be no materials leaching from that soil that's stored there in excess of what's in the existing groundwater. And if the existing groundwater is unknown, then I think we have yet another unknown regarding this application.
If in fact it were even allowed to have anything stored there.
Yeah, that's correct, yes.
Right, because the commission has the ability to place numerous conditions on a conditional use, which is why it's called conditional use, because it's special and it's specific, and sometimes the conditions are very specific and numerous, if it even is considered for passage at all. So those things definitely would be taken into account.
That's good to know.
Alrighty.
All right, thank you very much.
Yes, sir, thank you. Who's next? Anyone?
Gentlemen.
Here we go. All right, sure.
I have a letter also in opposition. My name's Tom Kacharik. I have a Garden Shack farm. It's just south of Mr. Beach's. And I was a little conflicted in this. Initially, I was all in favor of it. I mean, I found Mr. Beach to be a nice guy, and he explained to me that before he even purchased the land, he just wanted to discuss with me what his plans were, and I thought that was nice and genuine. Was going to be a residence in a landscaping business. That was my understanding, and I asked him at that time, and it's all hearsay, whatever. I said, what do you have planned? Something like what American Hardscapes has going on in Gravel Hill, you know, with the piles of stuff and this pavers laying around. Oh, you know, no, it's going to be nice and neat. I'm going to live here. And, you know, I said, that sounds good. And I was in favor, and we went ahead with our conditional use, and we're going to keep a nice, clean shop. And any storage of any materials we have, as you know, gentlemen, is going to be screened. It's part of the deal. No one's going to have to see piles of mulch or anything like that. They're going to see flowers. That's what we're selling. Then the dump truck started rolling in. After we got our hearing, our approval from the council, the next day, Mr. Beach contacted me and said, we're going to start putting some dirt on the land over there. And we're talking about excavation soils full of big chunks of roots and God knows what else. And out-of-state dump trucks, and we're not talking little 10-wheeler, six-wheeler, we're talking 10, 12-wheel dump trucks, get stuck out. One got stuck out in the middle of the field, and then I realized that, you know, what are his intentions here? I was a little shocked by what was going on, that you could just do this, knowing there is a process. We went through it, and it's not, nobody drew blood or anything like that. So my concern is, I'm not opposed to someone using that land for a business. I'm a small businessman. It's hard. I know it's hard, but everything I've invested is in that Garden Shack farm that I have, and I'm concerned that I'm going to wake up in a few years, and there's going to be 10 dump trucks firing up over there a nice cold morning. I'm going to have to smell it. I'm going to have to hear it. It's out of character. I mean, I'd echo Joe Morris's comments earlier. It's an agricultural residential area. It's not industrial. There's a lot of commercial land available for sale. That this use, as you know, gentlemen, move right in and still crank it up, you know. So, and that's really all I have to say. And I do have this.
You would hand your letter to Mr. Lank. We'll make it a part of the record.
Thank you.
Okay. Is there anyone else who would like to speak? Yes, ma'am.
Hi, gentlemen.
Hi.
My name is Bettina Morris. I actually go by Tina. I only get called Bettina if I'm in trouble. But anyway, my brother is Joseph Morris. I actually am representing BMM Limited Partnership. Myself and three of my sisters own the 20-plus acres that are on the other side of the garden shack, which, by the way, we didn't get notified either. That's neither here nor there. But our concern is the water. That land had been in our family since 1848. And, you know, certainly when my parents built there and their parents built there, they, you know, considered that we would have clean air and clean water and a good place to live. So that's my concern, is leaking of any of their waste into our water.
Okay. If your neighbor's frontage is more than 200 feet, that could be why you didn't get notified, because it's a 200 foot. It's an arbitrary.
Okay.
But you made it here.
Yes.
Oh. Anything else you'd like to share with us?
No.
All right then.
Thanks so
Mr.
much.
Chairman, I have a question for Ms. Morris.
You may.
Are you part of the? Is your property part of this subdivision, this RLW Morris Limited Partnership, or is yours a different one?
RLW Limited Partnership is down the road to the north.
Okay.
That's 70 acres.
What was your company name again?
Ours is BMM Limited Partnership.
Yeah. Try that again.
BMM, three M's.
I got you.
Limited Family Partnership.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, before I forget my next question, I have a Mr. Robertson. Do we know if this subdivision has any restrictive covenants?
Which subdivision are we talking about?
Well, from what I'm reading here on the site plan that was submitted to us, it refers to as Lot 2 subdivision plan for RLW Morris Limited Partnership.
That I do not know. I haven't done a title search on it to see.
Okay. Thank you.
Is there anyone else like to speak in opposition? Anyone on the commission have any questions? All right, then. We'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.